How's everybody like that biodiesel bike from Chima Green? This bike was really quite a challenge for us. There's hundreds of parts on that bike. You started out with the three-cylinder turbo motor, which doesn't really belong in a bike, so everything had to be adapted to it. And I think I'll go over some of the things that the bike is really styled around a 40 style, which is my style bike. But so it has that real vintage look to it. I don't know. There's so many cool features on this. I mean, everything was handmade. The whole dash here was made by Rick. We had to adapt the front end to it. This headlight was made by Jim Quinn, which gives that really early style to it. Then we did the wheels here, which represent some of the other companies. We have a breather on here. It's actually two things. It covers all the belts and actually works as a breather. We even put a radiator, a fan in it over here, and we adapted the motor to a four-speed transmission. And in here is solar, so if the battery goes low, this will charge it, which I think is really cool. So we also have this is kind of a kickstand that when you pull the bike back, that drops down and it'll pick the bike up and it'll be freestanding. But the exhaust on it we did, and the bike actually will be EPA approved, which is pretty cool. So you'll be able to ride this bike legally on the road. So again, you know, I want to thank Joe for letting us really be part of this. We went to your plant, which was really cool. You paid Jason $250 to drink three shots of biodiesel, and I had to fly home with him, and that wasn't pleasant.